But we're going to kick it off right now by talking about a proposal on Capitol Hill. If some House lawmakers have, the House Republican lawmakers have their way, the federal government would never replace retiring feds. After they retire, they just the jobs attrition is what they call it. It's just one of the provisions of H.R. 5348. Oh, I love the sound of that. The Federal Workforce Reduction Act. Last week, Colorado representative approved that, and Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been looking into this legislation all day. He joins us right here, right now, live with the latest, Max.
Well, Chris, H.R. 5348 is part of a package of bills introduced by Republican members of the House Budget Committee. That package is called Cut Spending Now. Wyoming Republican Cynthia Loomis, the author of the measure, said in a prepared statement on her website, the package identifies $1.3 trillion in savings for American taxpayers and focuses on Americans' top priorities, private sector job creation, and fiscal responsibility. She says this is a step in the right direction. Now, if approved, the workforce reduction bill would essentially freeze government hiring for all agencies when the government runs a deficit, except for the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Officials would not be able to hire to cover the imminent retirement of thousands of baby boomers who are feds. For some perspective, we asked John Salamone, senior consultant with the consulting firm Federal Management Partners in Alexandria. He believes that the measure might not have been carefully thought out.
Government is running deficits is a little bit of a difficult prospect, I would say, especially given our current budget environment. So, you know, I would leave it really to CBO and OMB to say how long we're going to be projected for a deficit. But the bottom line is that the bill might prevent the federal government from hiring employees at a time when the administration is out asking good, energetic, and smart people to continue joining federal service.
Now, we also spoke to Jackie Simon, the public policy director with the American Federation of Government Employees. She minced no words in her feelings towards this bill.
Well, it's hard to know whether the members of Congress who have signed on to this piece of legislation even realize what its practical effect would be. It essentially prohibits all hiring, even to replace people who retire, anytime there's a federal deficit. And what that would require is the massive hiring of contractors. Thus, government would just become a lot more expensive than it already is and a lot less accountable than it already is. These members of Congress are pretending that their motivation is to save money, but this is an extremely expensive and irresponsible bill.
Now, we also received a comment on this bill from Colleen Kelly, the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, the other very large employee union here in representing federal workers, Chris. She says a bill introduced in the House proposing a federal hiring freeze would undermine the ability of government employees to serve the American people and would end up wasting precious government funds. She says that freezing the number of federal workers would clearly result in another sharp increase in agency use of contractors. She says research shows that trained, accountable federal employees are the most effective, efficient way to perform that work.
Well, and it's clear, and in fact, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to Mike Causey about the pay freeze, because that was something going around. Mm-hmm. It's clear that feds are caught in this, in the deficit focus right
sure.
now.
Sure, absolutely. And in a lot of ways, federal workers are a fairly easy target. There are two words, by the way, that come to mind when thinking about this: election year.
Yeah,
that's the hard reality of this of a measure like this, because as John Salamone pointed out, and we'll hear from a little bit more from him in our story for the Federal Drive tomorrow morning. He makes the point that all of the co-sponsors, all of the sponsors of this bill, including the author, Ms. Loomis, are members of the House Budget Committee who are from or who are Republicans. There are no members from the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which is the committee of jurisdiction, as they say, for matters pertaining to federal workers. And there are no members who are listed officially as co-sponsors of this bill. And so for that reason, he seems to to think that this bill is maybe a little bit more, or has a little bit more to do with politics, with the election of congresspeople for this fall, and it's going to have a little bit of a tough road to hoe, because Chairman Towns, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, has made it clear he supports the priorities of OMB Director John Berry and President Obama in terms of their efforts to try to reform the federal hiring process, and in terms of trying to stabilize the way that federal workers are hired.
It's a deficit issue is going to play loom large. We're back into that area of deficit politics going on, I think.
They're going to try to bring in the deficit brush any place that where they think that they can.